This past Friday, Mi'kmaq knowledge keeper Nicole Porter and her son Zachary Dubay, a firekeeper, invited people to a sacred fire on Cherry Burton Road to talk, learn, and pray on truth and reconciliation. CHMA stopped by to talk with Porter and Dubay and some of the people who made their way to the fire.
Oh, the day's been going great. We've had daycares come, bring two busloads full of kids. Mount A soccer team has come, men and women. Steady flow of cars with families that are out. They're enjoying our community walking trail now as well, too, and getting more educated from our interpretive panels that are on that walking trail. And, you know, they're just here, you know, spending the day asking questions and...
I just wanted to bring the kids so that they had a different experience. They're learning about it in school, but also to see something, you know, that is, I guess, different from the in-class experience. You know, there's a sacred fire, and we got to speak to a youth that was describing what the fire meant to my son. So I think that's important for him to learn from different voices, like in school and outside of school, as much as possible. So that's why we wanted to come.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit why you came here today.
I'm glad it's happening. I'm glad, you know, that the truth and reconciliation is happening. It's been too long since, you know, we started. And it's very sad about the schools and finding the children in unmarked graves.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. It's a horrible... horrible thing, and the survivors need a lot of healing, and if there is any way that we can do that and make reparation for the horrid things that happened in the schools and the death of the children, then we should do it.
It's good to see, you know, the public coming out and wanting to educate themselves, you know, on residential school and Indigenous people in the area. So, and, you know, we're just so honored that we can, you know, share the culture with everyone, and they're really, you know, enjoying that that we're here and sharing with them.
Yeah. Being a firekeeper, you tend to a lot of the fires that you do at ceremonies. So when you do a sweat lodge, full moon ceremony, or a sacred fire for the passing of a loved one, there's lots of different sacred fires you could do for many different occasions, but I majorly do a lot of them. The sacred fire that we're doing here today is for inviting the spirits and honoring the spirits of the children of the residential schools that have sadly passed away and that have been beaten or tortured or anything like that. So we're asking their spirits to join us here today. We're honoring them, giving thanks for them for healing us and protecting this land and stuff like that. With the tobacco, you use that for praying and offerings. When you pray with tobacco, you want to take a small little bit of tobacco with your left hand. Your left hand is the closest to your heart, so... Now, I don't know if anyone reading this or listening to this is religious or not, but it's just like when you're praying to God. There is no right or wrong way to do it. You just speak your mind or your heart. You can say it out loud, say it in your mind. Doesn't matter. You do what you need to. Once you put that tobacco offering into the fire will then burn the tobacco, and then it will take that smoke or your prayers from that tobacco up to the spirit world, where the spirits and the ancestors will listen to that prayer.
Truth and reconciliation is about building our ties with other nations. You know, in order to really reconcile what has happened to Indigenous people, others need to learn the truth. And that's the first step to reconciliation, is learning the truth of what has happened, what went on at Indian residential schools, what happened with relocation and re-centralization, you know, all these atrocities that has happened to Indigenous people in Canada and in the U.S., right? Because we've never had borders, so we're all one people, right? So to learn that history, that shared history, that, you know, everyone's ancestors that have been here for 5,500 years, right? So by learning that and getting a better understanding, then we can move forward again with reconciling, you know, what has happened, changing policies that has happened. You know, the Indian Act, there's been a lot of racism built into the Indian Act. So we want to work to change that, to better our people as well. Those peace and friendship treaties that the Mi'kmaq, the Wolastoqe people have in this area, we want to, those are still binding contracts between nations. We want them to be honored and recognized, and moving forward, be able to share the land together and be at the table to talk about these issues that come up, you know, especially within New Brunswick when it comes to clear cutting, you know, forests. We want to be there to have a voice and to say, you know, you're affecting the wildlife, you're affecting the trees when you're spraying insecticides on these, this crown land. You're not just getting rid of the bugs that eat the trees, but you're also eventually polluting the rivers and the fish in those rivers, right? So it's a trickle-down effect that our people are fighting for, and we want to be able to have that voice at that table. So it is a big you know, topic with our people, and to be able to share this truth and going forward, having non-Indigenous people come and learn. You know, that's where the reconciliation part will really, you know, be fulfilled. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
That was Nicole Porter of Fort Folly First Nation. You also heard the voice of her son, Zachary Dubé, a firekeeper and high school student from Fort Folly, as well as some area residents who made their way to the sacred fire on Friday, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation.